We have Marcus Jordan that's calling out Larsa Pippen, saying that she is press hungry. We've also got Kyle Richards getting thirsty in Morgan Wade's comments. We've got new leaked footage of the altercation that went down between Mike from Shaws of Sunset and his girlfriend Paulina, because she's now suing him. We have a lot that we're going to break down. Get ready. You're listening to No Filter with Zach Peter, your go-to source for all the latest pop culture and reality TV tea, surf fresh all week long. Now, let's dive in. Hi guys, sorry that today's episode is a little later than usual. I had a last minute meeting that came up that I needed to tend to. What an interesting, was today Wednesday? I woke up this morning thinking today was Thursday. And I have a guest that's going to be on the podcast tomorrow, and I had to text this person. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry that I didn't confirm that we were supposed to tape today. Does today still work for you? Only to then look back at the thread and realize, oh no, they were scheduled to be on the show on Tuesday and we never connected. So now they're going to be on the show tomorrow, which is when I thought they were going to be on. And today's not Thursday, today's Wednesday. So here we go. Happy day. Ooh, look at that. Ooh, flex, flex. Hey. So yeah. It was Tom's house was broken into and he confronted the burglar and then had to go have eye surgery and sent my son over to go check on him and he flipped his car over 5 times on the way home. So yeah, I'm under a lot of stress. But happy Wednesday, guys. Happy, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. If you weren't having a baby, snap up, Joe. My God, snap up. You lovely people. Oh, okay. You get it, Joe. All right. What should we start with today, guys? Gobble me, swallow me, drip down the side of me, quick jump out for you, let it get inside of me. But I did go to this event last night with my friend Andy Luani, he's a reporter at What's Trending, and we went to, it was a hair care launch for this K18 brand. They are the future of hair care. And so they launched a new dry shampoo, which I'm very excited about. I want to try it. I was going to put it in today, but I didn't have time because I was literally rushing into tape today's podcast. But my hair after the gym this morning definitely needs a little dry shampoo action. But we went to that, and then we went and had a martini night at Major Domo, which I love Major Domo, by the way. I don't know if you guys are familiar. David Chang had a show on Netflix. I think it was called Dirty Delicious or Ugly Delicious on Netflix. And one of his restaurants, the one that he opened here in LA, I think it's Momofuku is, Momofuku is the restaurant that he opened up. I believe it was in New York. I believe he has a Momofuku in Vegas. I remember eating, I want to say it was at a David Chang restaurant when I went to Vegas back in November during BravoCon. But so anyway, one of my favorite restaurants here in downtown is Major Domo. And the event that we went to happened to be right next. It was at a warehouse and it happened to be directly next to Major Domo. So I was like, Andy, we're going to Major Domo for cocktails. And so we had cocktails and a couple of bites and it was delicious. But I'll let you know how the hair care is. Can't wait to try it. Shout out to K18. Thank you for having us. We had fun. Good times. It's always a good time. Yeah. Okay, let's start with Marcus Jordan. He's calling out Larsa Pippen. So Larsa was just on the Amy and TJ podcast. Remember, weren't they the ones from GMA and they were having an affair and then they ended up getting fired and they're like, we're lovers now. Yay. So Larsa went on that podcast and she said that she talks about her relationship with Marcus and she said that she took a little time away from Marcus and that it gave her some clarity, which she discovered that Marcus just is not the guy for her. They're just not on the same page. They're on different journeys. It sounds like her space looks like she said she took 2 weeks away. She was filming a show. Sounds like she may have been filming House of Villains season 2 because we know she's rumored to be on that cast alongside Teresa Giudice. So sounds like they just finished filming that. So season 2 with Larsa Pippen coming on through. But it seems like when she was there for whatever reason. So I wonder if she's going to talk about Marcus and we're going to get all the reasons why she left him and it's going to be all featured on House of Villains, which, I mean, would get people to watch. It would be interesting. So she's smart. But so because she is smart and savvy in that way, and I believe that that's who Larsa is. Marcus Jordan is now clapping back at Larsa. And he had a, I mean, this seems to be what his response to Larsa was. So he, let me read you what he said. Because he posted on his Instagram story. Rewriting history for clout is not cute. Funny how people change just to be part of a conversation that's irrelevant. Why give Shorty a heart when she'd rather have press? Oh, that's the nerve, LOL. So I think he meant like, that's that nerve. I think he meant like, ooh, hit a nerve. I don't know. But he seems a little salty. He's definitely rewriting history. So maybe because he's saying, oh, he said, I wasn't born last night. And then the song that he put to it is Loyal by Chris Brown. Okay. These hoes ain't loyal. These hoes ain't loyal. So even he's not directly saying that it's about Larsa, but I mean, you know, trying to stay relevant, give Shorty your heart when she'd rather have press. Kind of sounds like he's talking about Larsa. So it seems like he's not happy with the narrative that she's put out there. That, I mean, I don't think from what she said on TJ and Amy that it was bad. I didn't think she said anything bad about him, to be honest with you, unless he's the one that like broke things off because maybe there was something in her that he like felt was not compatible. And maybe he's the one that's like, you know what, let's not pursue this any further. And then she's trying to flip the narrative and make it seem like, you know, she just didn't think that they were compatible. I don't know. Maybe he got wind of some of the things that she was saying on House of Villains. I don't know, but he seems real hella salty. And he deleted it. But I mean, I get it. Like, you know, you see something, you react to it, you post about it on the internet, and then suddenly you're like, oops, I should probably take that down because maybe that was a bit of an impulsive decision. Maybe I shouldn't have popped off like that or been that shady. Or sometimes what I'll do too is I'll post it knowing that like in an hour I'll delete it. You know, you post it to fan the flames and get people worked up a little bit. And then you're like, oop, delete. But like you were always planning on never leaving it up. I've done that before too. Listen, sometimes you just have to say it with your whole chest. Get things off your chest. It's very healthy. You know? We shall see. I don't know. What do you guys think? Do you think that Larsa and Marcus are done? Do you think it was as amicable and mutual as Larsa's trying to paint it out to be? Because I kind of feel like there's a bit of truth to, I mean, Marcus seems salty about something, and it's probably because maybe he was the one, maybe he had more of a role in why it ended. But I don't think anything she said was bad. She's just like, listen, we're on different journeys. We're not compatible. I don't know. Or maybe Big MJ, Michael Jordan, threatened to cut him out of the will. I don't know. I mean, he's not wrong that Larsa loves press. He's not wrong that, like, you know, Larsa loves her press. Larsa loves having her moment. Larsa loves, you know, being relevant. And she knows, and she's great at staying relevant, you know? Marcus definitely broke it off. Larsa's notoriously chasing the narrative. True dat. He knows her better than us. He does. Larsa always lies, so she probably did something we don't know about. Interesting. Like, you think she cheated? Huh. Brooke says, or Books We Heart says, I don't think Larsa is capable of amicable splits. Why not? I mean, ooh, Car saying maybe she cheated. Listen, I don't know her business. I don't think she cheated. They were on a break, though, remember? Seems like, I don't know, was she sad that he didn't throw her a welcome home party when she got back from House of Villains? You know, remember when she threw him a welcome home party and all the ladies came over and they're like, welcome home, Marcus, you were gone for 2 days. I don't know. I don't know. But it's looking a little suspicious. It's looking a little sus for me. But in other news, we do have a new trailer for The Goat, which is coming to Amazon Prime. It was supposed to be on Freevee, and then I think Freevee, like, closed down. And so now it's coming to Amazon Prime, and it's a new competition show. Got the first trailer. We see Jill Zarin in it. We see Kristen Doty in it. We see Reza Farahan in it. It's pitched as, after 25 years of iconic culture shaping reality television, Prime Video has set out to answer one all-important question: which reality star is the greatest of all time? From the producers of Jury Duty, The Bachelor, Chopped, The GOAT debuts the first three episodes on May 9th. So we still have a little over a month, month and a half, on Prime Video worldwide and Amazon Freevee in the US, UK, Germany, and Australia. I thought Freevee shut down. I mean, I guess, I don't know. They're promoting it as a Prime thing, not as a... Didn't Freevee shut? There's something going on with Freevee. New episodes will premiere each week on Thursdays through June 27th. Oh, so there aren't many. Oh, I guess about a... What is that? So if we have three on May 9th, one, two, three, four, five, six, maybe about 8, 9, 10 episodes. 14 reality stars, from The Bachelorette to Housewives to Survivor to Drag Racers and everyone in between. They all compete for a grand prize of $200,000. We have... Tayshia Adams from The Bachelor. We have Joe Amabile from The Bachelor. I don't watch The Bachelor, so I don't know these people. Joe was also in Dancing with the Stars. We have Kristen Doty from Vanderpump Rules, Reza Farahan from Shaws of Sunset, CJ Franco from F-Boy Island, Wendell Holland from Survivor, Tech Holmes from The Real World and The Challenge. We have Justin Johnson and Alyssa Edwards, or Justin Johnson / Alyssa Edwards from RuPaul Drag Race, Paola Mayfield from 90 Day Fiancé, Devon Rogers from Big Brother and The Challenge, Joey Sasso from The Circle and Perfect Match, Jason Smith from Holiday Baking Competition. Really? We have somebody from Holiday Baking Competition? Okay. Lauren Speed Hamilton from Love is Blind, and Jill Zarin from The Real Housewives of New York City. So I know Jill Zarin. I know Lauren Speed Hamilton. She was the, what's his name? Cameron. Lauren and Cameron, they're the Hamiltons. They were from season one of Love is Blind. They were like the couple that went the distance and like the only couple that's like actually still together. Which, by the way, I have a guest on from Love is Blind that's coming on the podcast tomorrow. I know Joey Sasso because he was on the first season of The Circle. He was the real Guido bro-y dude. So I know Lauren Hamilton, Jill Zarin, Joey Sasso, Reza and Kristen Doty. Reza and Kristen briefly talked about it at my Friendsgiving show that I did at the Bourbon Room back in November, which is available on the YouTube channel if you guys want to watch the full show. It's out and available now. You also see like what Gigi says about Lala in that, and Kristen's reaction. Like all of that footage is uploaded and available on YouTube. From that No Filter Night Out. It was our Friendsgiving show. But so Reza and Kristen did talk about that, and they said that this was like one of the best productions that they'd ever worked on, because it was like they were treated well. They're like, Amazon's very different from Bravo, and the way they treat us on Amazon is very different from the way they treat us on Bravo. So sounds like they had a good experience. Sounds like a lot of fun. We don't see a lot of Jill Zarin in the trailer, so I'm assuming Jill does not make it very far. I'm also kind of assuming Kristen Doty doesn't make it very far. I think Reza might make it pretty far. I think Joey Sasso makes it pretty far. And the rest of them, I don't know. I don't know any of the Bachelor people. I don't know Survivor people. I don't know Real World people. Aside from like Johnny Bananas or CT, who have done like a number of these shows now. Which, by the way, Johnny Bananas is hot. I do love me some Johnny Bananas. And I saw Johnny's banana in the sex tape that got leaked. But anyway, here we are, The GOAT, coming to Amazon Prime May 9th, so we can tune into that. The trailer looks good. I mean, it looks like a standard, like, I Love Money-style competition show. I miss Reza. I miss Reza, too. Well, speaking of Reza, who is the best? I guess we'll have to wait and find out. You have to watch The GOAT to see who is The GOAT, the greatest of all time. Who is the Tom Brady of reality TV? It's so weird because they're so different, right? Like, you have shows like Vanderpump Rules and Shaws of Sunset, and then you have like dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind, but then you also have competition shows like The Challenge. So it's like, are they all technically like on an even playing ground? So yeah, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. I'm looking forward to giving it a try. May 9th. Those three wouldn't make my list. Those three shows. CT is in Roadhouse. I heard this. Is he? I don't know. I'm not familiar with any of that. Goat sounds decent, but where's the OG of the OC? Maybe season two with Tree. Yeah, I mean, if you're going to do the Goat, then you need the OG of the OC. You need Vicky Gumbelson, Teresa Giudice, maybe Lisa Vanderpump, Kyle Ritt. Well, I don't know. I feel like Kyle and Lisa, even though they may be like the queens of Beverly Hills, I don't know if they're a strong. NeNe Leakes would be considered one of the Goats. I mean, on Vanderpump, I would say Kristen is a goat, an OG goat. Like Kristen, Jax, Stassi. Those are the goats. Lala, but she was newer. I don't know if I would consider Ariana or Katie a goat. Bad. Some of their TV is bad. But so while we're on the topic of...
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
You're in the madhouse now.
Well, since we brought up Reza, there is some new details on Mike Showhead, he's actually been on this podcast before, but so he was on Shaws of Sunset with Gigi and MJ and Reza, one of the OGs. He's now getting sued by his ex, Paulina. She's suing Mike, and this is in reference to, I don't know if you guys remember the altercation that they got into back in 2022, which ultimately led to his arrest and ultimately seemingly led to the end of Shaws of Sunset. But so Paulina is claiming that they got into a fight. The fight started or stemmed from hookah. She claims that he called her a whore. He called her a piece of shit. She asked him to leave. He became very violent. She's now suing him for all of this. He became very violent. She claims that he grabbed her, threw her to the ground. And we actually see that in stills that were obtained by Page Six, stills from their home video security footage. I want to hear the Mike T. I mean, listen, she goes on. She claims that he grabbed her. He threw her to the ground. She alleges that he threatened to kill her. He said that he was going to send his hitman after her to take her out. She claims that he said he wouldn't leave the house unless she paid him out half of what the house is worth, because I believe they own it. She says that he's tried suffocating her on multiple occasions. So it doesn't sound good. And then it's like, oh, well, these are really big accusations, right? That's kind of like the natural, like, you know, devil's advocate brain of like, well, these are really big accusations. But then you see that she had cameras in the house and they captured everything. And the kids were home. That's the other thing, is the babysitter had the kids in another room while some of this was going down. And I didn't see any video footage, but we see still photos that Page Six published that shows him like going off, and you see him and you see her on the ground. Like, it's very unpleasant. Very unpleasant. And I remember at the time he's like, that's not true. But she did end up getting back with him, didn't she? They got back together briefly. It seems like whatever happened, it didn't work out. Maybe she, yeah, that's right. Norma, you're right. Norma says, Paulina defended him at first, but I saw the stills, and they're horrible. Mike is a monster. Imagine hearing your mom screaming. Poor kids. I mean, listen, growing up, we had some very unpleasant nights with my stepfather because he used to drink and get very violent and just had a lot of internalized anger that I think he needed to let out. So when he and my mother would fight, it wasn't pretty. It wasn't pleasant. I remember what that was like. Like, I remember there were a couple of times where I just remember being so scared and not knowing what he was capable of. So I remember, like, grabbing her cell phone and, like, trying to run and hide and, like, trying to call 911. I remember what that felt like. And to be honest, he was never, like, physical towards her. Like, he would never, you know, he never laid his hands on her. I do remember a couple of instances of him, like, holding her down. But, like, he was never, like, physically abusive towards any of us. He was more, like, he would take things out on, like, the furniture and he would punch holes in the wall and stuff like that. But I remember what that was like. And I even, like, even now, like, I still am affected by stuff like that. I think that's, like, these things are, like, parts of relationship. I'm now trying to deconstruct this because I'm realizing there are things that have come up in recent weeks as I'm trying to, like, work on myself and, like, push myself out of, you know, I've really questioned why I've never been in a relationship and what is a healthy idea of, like, what love is supposed to look like and what love is supposed to be and what a relationship is supposed to look like and what a relationship is supposed to be and how to prepare myself to be ready to take that step with somebody, because I run from it at every opportunity. So in doing a lot of my own self-work recently, I've had to reflect on some things and revisit some things. So, you know, to the comment about how this is terrifying for the children, it does fuck you up. I will say that. It does fuck you up. And there are parts of it that, you know, are not. And I think that that's kind of what, you know, people like Mike or Paulina, like Paulina defending him at first, you know, you don't realize what impact this has on the kids. I'm glad that my brothers were so young that I don't think they really remember any of that stuff going on in the household. But, like, I remember. I remember being terrified of my stepfather. I remember being getting to the place where I was, like, bold enough to, like, yell at him and tell him, like, stop doing this. I remember it was just a really interesting thing in reflecting on it. I don't want to spend too much on it because it's, like, it's in the past. You know, we've all moved on from it. We're all in a different, better place now. But it does affect the children. And if this is what's going on and he's raising his voice and he's throwing her down like this, I can imagine the children were hearing these things. And again, these are the foundations that you're laying for what a relationship looks like or what a relationship is supposed to be. You know, love is hard. Love is chaotic. Love is supposed to be dramatic. And if you love each other, you continue to commit to each other despite these terrible challenges that come out of a relationship. And, you know, are relationships ever fulfilling? You know, is it okay for a man to put his hands on you? Like, all of these things that as a kid you don't realize are kind of embedded into your brain until you're much older and then are finally dissecting those and having to really understand those things. And so it's interesting, you know, and when you see the stills, there are a lot of stills. Guys, go to page 6 and you can see, I was going to try to upload them here so you could see them, but for some reason it wasn't connecting. But, like, I do have some of them on my phone, so if you're watching the video, you can see this. But, like, you can see, like, he has his hand wrapped around her. It does, you know, it's insane. And I remember at first he was, like, trying to deny it, and he went from, like, trying to deny it and she was defending him and they're like, no, it was just like, I think they were like trying to sell the narrative that it was a misunderstanding, which also could be like, I'm afraid of him. I need to make sure I appease him until I'm in a healthy place where I can get out and I can take action against him. But the stills are terrifying. Like it's not great. I believe it all of Mike, he has a hair trigger temper. Yeah, which we saw on the show, Nikki. Sarah says, my ex-husband got 77 years for domestic violence. Wow. He never did anything to my girls, but they need not to see it. Yeah. Norma says, and Paulina was such a tiny woman. Mike is overbearing. I don't know how tall he is, but he's a big man, you know, he's very like bulky, right? He's very muscular. He's very beefy. That's the word that I'm thinking of. Very beefy. So, you know, It's in comparison to her. And when you see, like, look at the stills and you see him kind of with his arms wrapped around her and the way he, and it does look like he's choking her out in some of these stills. And it looks like they're in the kid's bedroom. That's terrifying for her as a woman with somebody so strong with the kids nearby. And he's not their biological father, right? Isn't he also like a stepfather? Yeah. I thought that love was supposed to hurt you until you find someone that just makes it easy. Yeah. You cannot judge domestic violence survivors until you've been there. Yeah. Jen Willow says, oh gosh, I'm glad she's finally taking action. I think she probably lived a nightmare the whole time they were together, all while she's defending him to the world. He was very controlling. And I think that there is a psychological piece of that. And there is you know, when he is very controlling, I'm sure he was very manipulative. I'm sure he was very sorry afterwards. I'm sure she did love him and wanted to make it work and wanted him to get help for his anger management. But, you know, a lot of people were speculating that the show was canceled because of this. I don't know if that's the truth or that's the case. I know Reza went on Instagram Live yesterday on Tuesday, and he, I think, was addressing it and was texting with MJ and being like, did you see the video? So I don't know. No, he's not the biological father. That's right, N-Dub. He is just the stepfather, I believe. Crazy. Destiny knew this entire time. That's why Mike was so awful to her. Yeah, I remember. And Destiny was like trying to help Paulina and like trying to, you know, she knew what was up. It makes me wonder like what everybody else knew and how much they were willing to get involved in this. Because remember, Mike and Paulina like really wanted to paint this picture of like their relationship is so perfect and they're in such a good healthy, happy place. And that was very clearly not the case at all. Love never looks one way, but God bless you for bringing love and happiness to strangers and bringing us together. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Helen Davies. If not, I have a big dildo shop in the UK. We all deserve kindness. Oh, okay. That took a turn. I was like, oh, love wins. And then she's like, but I also like dildos. If anybody wants one, come on down to the UK. Christina says, oh my God, I will never forget when he wouldn't let his ex-girlfriend out of the trailer during one of the reunions. See, he's always kind of been very overbearing and very controlling. Justice for Destiny, absolutely. He would not let his wife come to the reunion. She had to sit in the trailer. Oh, yes, I remember that. That was crazy. Yeah, and they always said, like, Mike was very controlling in his relationships. And I guess, you know, it was a lot darker and a lot deeper. Somebody's asking if he was on drugs. I don't know. Possibly. Maybe. I don't know. But luckily, Paulina got away. She's now suing him, and hopefully she can get some justice and closure out of this, and hopefully she can help her kids heal through this as well. In other news, I don't want to say less salacious news, but in Beverly Hills news, we have Kyle Richards, who is commenting leaving some very thirsty comments on Morgan Wade. I'm gonna make you fall. Maybe Morgan succeeded and she made Kyle fall in love with her. But so Morgan posted a video, an Instagram reel of herself. And honestly, she kind of looks like a dork in this video. She doesn't look as like, she doesn't look too like cute or sexy. It was this video and she's wearing like a cowboy hat and her hair pulled back and she's wearing like this cut off flannel shirt with no sleeves and it's kind of like open. So we're kind of like, you know, trying to do a titties out moment. And Kyle commented on it and she said, save a horse, ride a cowgirl. And everyone's like, ooh, interesting. Like, is she being cheeky? Is she being flirty? You know? I don't know. Hi, Danielle. Yeah, sorry I was late today, guys. I know Emily D. Baker's also live. If you want to go watch her and come back here afterwards, you're more than welcome to do that. Sorry I was late today. I was held up in a meeting this morning that was very time sensitive. So we needed to kind of talk through some things, and that was all resolved. And stay tuned. But yeah, please sing "I'm Gonna Make You Fall." I'm gonna make you fall in love with me. And then she's pouring the water bottle all over. And she's like, "Make you fall in love with me." And then Kyle's over there writing love notes, and she's doing the splits, and she's riding the bicycle in her workout outfit. She's like, "Yeah, ooh, yeah, baby, ooh. Let's get physical, physical. Let's get physical, physical. Let's get physical, physical. All right. Christina says, I can't stand Kyle at this point. I know it's not gay baiting, but I feel like she is on that fine line. She wants us to shut up about it, but yet she's flaunting these comments and being, I think Kyle's into Morgan, but maybe Morgan's not into Kyle, or maybe Morgan doesn't want to publicly date Kyle because of what comes with dating Kyle in Beverly Hills and Bravo world. I don't know. Maybe Morgan doesn't want to date Kyle because Kyle's still technically married. Like, that's a very real plausible thing as well, right? Like, if Kyle's still married, then she'd be like, no, I don't want to do this. I don't know. Like, what are your theories? Where are my leg warmers? Oh, yeah, because Kyle's in her leg warmers, doing the splits in her leg warmers. What do we think? Flirty or cheeky? Was she just trying to be funny and maybe fan some weight or fan some flames a bit, you know, because she's flaming now? I don't know. Are you watching Buying Beverly Hills? I'm two episodes in so far. I haven't finished watching it. It's good. I like the Umansky sisters. I feel like they're like a modern day Kardashians. I would like a show with just them more than we need, you know, Ben Balick and Joey and, you know, Mauricio's team. I like Buying Beverly Hills. I'm not as interested in the real estate aspect of it as I'm interested in, like, the relationships, the drama. Because the relationships and the drama. So what do you think about Diddy? That is, the Diddy stuff is wild. I want to do a whole episode. Maybe we'll do a bonus Friday episode. Not a members only. We'll have our regular members only on Thursday. But yeah, I think I want to do like an extra episode this week where we just dive into the Diddy stuff, because from what I've heard and from some of the allegations that have been made, especially like in, you know, in reference to Usher and in reference to what was it, Cuba Gooding Jr. Like, all these other celebs are now being brought up as a result of this, and it's whew. It's why, I mean, his, so it broke in the news that his, what was it, his Miami house and his LA house were raided by the feds. And then he was being questioned while trying to get on his private jet. Justin Bieber. What about Justin Bieber? I know that there is a tie to Justin Bieber too. I was just listening to pieces of it that somebody was kind of giving me an update and a brief on. And it's wild. Wild. The Usher of it all. Like, it's truly wild. But I want to actually, like, look into it. Are Diddy and Russell Simmons going to hide out together in a country without extradition laws? Probably. Whew. We'll have to wait and see. But, yeah. Oh, God, Zach. Google videos of Puffy and Bieber. Yeah, I heard that that Diddy definitely likes lots of butt sex. Diddy, Justin Bieber. You think he did something to Justin Bieber too? Creepy footage of Diddy with young Bieber resurfaces. Oh no, guys, this is not going to be good, is it? Oh God, we just had the Nickelodeon documentary and now we're getting into Usher too. They are all teenagers, teenage victims. Yeah. Yeah. Diddy giving or receiving butt sex? I think Diddy was the giving. He was giving butt sex to a lot of people, underage people. Ugh, Justin never had a chance. You need to do a deep dive on all the trauma Justin has been through. It's heartbreaking. I mean, no wonder Justin was such a hot fucking mess at the time. Remember when he was like a teenager? Oh, and remember an Usher like would come in and try to take Justin in? Oh, you guys, it's starting to click. Oh, OMG. No wonder why Usher took Justin under his wing. Maybe because Usher remembers that. I don't know. Again, this is all speculation. Before you start fucking dragging me, this is just speculation before we actually look into it. Yeah, he was allegedly drugging men and boys. And wasn't there something with, like, people were accusing him of hiring, like, a hitman? The rumors are Bieber was, you know, I've seen it go around a lot lately. Oh, God. Bieber should have picked Justin Timberlake over Usher. Are they the same age? Let's see. Diddy, Justin Bieber. Justin Beep.
Right now, he's having 48 hours with Diddy, him and his boy. They're having the times of their lives.
It's a video of Diddy and Justin Bieber. He's so young.
We can't really disclose, but it's definitely a 15-year-old's dream.
Can you guys hear that? Oh my God. It was a video of Diddy saying that he wants to have a 48-hour sleepover with Justin Bieber. At the time, Bieber was only 15 years old. Yikes. Holy shit. Yeah, it was a video of him saying that he had legal custody of Usher, and now he wanted to get legal custody of Justin Bieber. This is wild, you guys. It's creepy footage of Diddy and young Justin Bieber surfaces. Yeah, where he says he wanted to spend 40. I mean, it's interesting because now we're seeing, like, Justin speaking out, or not Justin, but we're seeing, like, these things coming out that are related to Justin. We saw things coming out that were related to Ariana Grande and her being on set of, what was it, Sam and Cat. It's so wild here. Oh, Diddy said we're not hanging out the way we used to hang out. Justin saying you've been trying to get in contact with me through all my partners, but you never really got my number, so. And then Justin gives him his number. Justin says he feels protective. He says it was hard being young and in this industry. Had nowhere to turn. Had no one telling him he loves him. Everyone turning their back on him. I don't know who he's talking about. Unsure who he was talking about. Yeah. Ava Baroni Cones. So Diddy adopted this girl. That's weird. Why is he adopting all of these children? Now we know why Justin seeks refuge in his wife's arms. Yeah. Why is he adopting all these kids? This little girl's talking about how he wants to rescue kids, and so he saw her and he picked her up and now has adopted her. He saw her and invited her to come inside to play with his kids. Guys, this is really creepy. Yeah, but the video, it looks like this video with Bieber and Diddy's going all over the place. Footage of Diddy with young Justin Bieber resurfaces, showing rapper boasting about what we're doing. I can't disclose it, but it's a 15-year-old's dream. Oh, God, there's more. He's telling Justin Bieber, as soon as you turn 16, he's going to give him a car. What is this, a Lamborghini? Jesus. All these videos are on Twitter, Norma. And it's... So it looks like the footage of when Justin was spending that 48 hours with him. When you get 16... Oh, Justin says he has his permit. You can ride in his passenger seat. I don't know. Oh, Justin Bieber's father-in-law, Stephen. Father-in-law, Stephen. Stephen Baldwin posted a video on Instagram calling out the demonic tough guys and bitches in Hollywood that hide behind the accounts after hide behind their accounts after the news broke of the raid of Diddy's home. Baldwin wearing a tee with Lonely Ghost written on it with the sound of an airplane in the background of the video wrote in the caption, "Go ahead and keep playing it safe and hiding. God's wrath is upon you and there is no escape." Was Bieber trying to warn us about Diddy and his pedophilia pals with pizza images and his music? Diddy is Pizzagate. I don't know. I feel like that's a little bit of a deep dive. They're just going to be like, oh, he had pizza. Everybody, lots of people eat pizza. I know Pizzagate's like a conspiracy. We don't need to go down all those conspiracies, but wow. That's crazy. Zach, are you going to go down a rabbit? I mean, clearly, Jenny, now it looks like I'm going to go down a rabbit hole and maybe have to do an episode dedicated on all this. It's really weird. Making of the band. I know Aubrey O'Day has come out and spoken out against, or like she's like excited that he's, you know, being put away. Zach, we need a show that is about to. Yeah, I think we'll do that on Friday or maybe this weekend. I've been saying Pizzagate this whole time. Listen, I don't know the details of Pizzagate. I know it's very conspiracy theory, so I don't know much about it. I am curious what Aubrey O'Day has to say, though. I know she's kind of been, you know, cheering about him being arrested, so. Oh, my God. Pizzagate is real, and they were ordering kids like pizza. Okay, I don't want to get into any of it. Like, a lot of that is, I know, that's a deep rabbit hole, and I don't want to get YouTube to get all up in arms and flagged about that because of the conspiracy of it all, but we'll look into it. Yeah, Pizzagate is QAnon. Yeah, that's my understanding of it. Pizzagate is not a, yeah, like I don't, again, if people believe that and they know they go down that rabbit hole, okay. I don't know anything about that. I've only heard the loose conspiracy theories about it. So we don't need to go down that rabbit hole right now, but I do want to look into the Diddy stuff, and I'll look into the allegations, the charges, what's kind of next for him, and then we'll get into all of that. So, whew. All right, guys. I think that's all I have for you for today. I will be sure to catch up on Buying Beverly Hills. I'll be sure to catch up on Vanderpump and The Valley and all that stuff. So stay tuned for that. Thursday, I do have a Love is Blind contestant on the show. Get ready. It's going to be interesante. We shall see. But, oh, wow. My manager just texted me and said, No Filter is number 7 on the top 100 indie charts. Wow. Interesting. We also just found out that Disaster Daters is number 34 on the top 100 relationship charts. Not too shabby, not too shabby. Okay, well, thank you guys. I hope you are enjoying the rest of your Wednesday. Happy hump day. Did I say yesterday was Wednesday? Oh my God, I think yesterday's podcast, I was like, happy hump day, guys, and it was Tuesday. My head is all over the place. Well, here we go, Megan Fox tomorrow. Stay tuned. All right, guys, I love you. I appreciate you following me at Just Plain Zach all over the place. All over the internet. Follow the podcast at No Filter with Zach and stay tuned. New episodes of No Filter with Zach Peter Monday through Thursday stream live on YouTube first thing in the morning and available on all podcast platforms. Also check out my new show Disaster Daters streaming on all podcast platforms. It is called Disaster Daters and you can watch it exclusively on Spotify or listen to it on all your podcast apps. All right. Ciao for now. Bye guys. Have a good one.
Mm-hmm. Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.